In this post, we tackle one of the most controversial topics we have encountered in gardening. That is the topic of organic versus non-organic gardening techniques. This process has been one of the most interesting learning moments in our effort to become better gardeners. We think the subject deserves a place on our site. We were like every other organic gardener. The term organic means different things to different people. For the purposes of this post, organic gardening essentially means not using synthetically derived fertilizers. For many of the years that we have gardened, we have held true to organic techniques. We avoided synthetically derived fertilizers like the plague. Instead, we heavily relied on things like fish-based fertilizers, compost, and other organic-based plant food. To us, it just seemed like the right thing to do. Organic certainly sounded better, and we just did what we thought we should do. We never really spent long thinking about it, though. That is, until we started gardening in the subarctic. Turns out, subarctic gardening is hard. When we started gardening in Fairbanks, we really struggled with many of our plants. We just were not seeing the growth we wanted to see. Our plants were not quite as large. We were not seeing anything close to the yields we knew we could get. We were, of course, comparing our experience to gardening at lower latitudes. The cooler summers here really are something to overcome. Growth is slowed. Our soils are cool, not to mention. Our short season is absolutely unforgiving. Subarctic gardening is slightly beyond average cold climate gardening. Our struggle went on for a couple of years. We knew we wanted to do better. We just did not know what to do. Winter is a time for gardening reflection. Over one winter, in between seasons, a profound thought occurred to me. Virtually every greenhouse operation that I have been familiar with does not use organic fertilizers. There are simply very few all-organic professional growers out there. I thought about that and realised that if organic fertilisers were truly superior, every greenhouse would be using them. The decision to be organic is not only about cost. There is really not a major gap in cost between organic versus non-organic fertilisers. I thought about the motivation of the professional grower. They want to produce the best quality and most resilient product they can. They want you to come back next year for more. As I thought about this idea more and more, I thought, maybe you aren't to something. Soon after, why are not you listening to the professionals? Learning about the magic of blue crystals. There is a lot of snake oil in the gardening market. Hundreds of manufacturers are putting out products, many of which do not work as well as they should. Many of these products are also grossly overpriced. A consistent theme I have seen among professional growers is the application of blue fertilizer of various makes and manufacturer. I had even seen bags of these blue crystals for sale at some greenhouses. As I did more research into these supposed magic blue crystals, I consistently came across the name of Jada Peters and a product line affectionately referred to as Jack S. I learned that this company had been at the fertilizer game since 1947. That is a long time to be selling snake oil. If that were the case, what attracted me to Jada Peters was the fact that their business model was not just fertilizer. They are primarily a laboratory that does soil analysis. Farmers from around the US send soil samples to them to have it analyzed for nutritional status. This allows these farmers to make decisions on exactly what to put into their soil to get the results they want. This company was using science to help farmers produce better food. It seemed reasonable to believe they used that same science to create their fertilizer products. Getting over the hurdle of what is right for your plants. As I reviewed Jada Peters' product lineup, I found very specific products for very specific applications. They had a tomato fertilizer. They had a citrus fertilizer. There was not a one-size-fits-all type of approach. They were using common knowledge of different plants' needs to create products designed for those plants. I could tell this was not rooted in some mythical attempt to corner some market segment. Those plants, specifically, have unique nutritional needs. The scientist in me tells me that if a plant can use chemically derived nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and other micronutrients, then it is the real deal, so to speak. Nitrogen is nitrogen, potassium is potassium. It does not matter how you get there. Put another way, a person could choose a diet of nothing but Twinkies and Snickers bars. Technically, such a diet would allow you to subsist and live, but it would be unlikely to allow the person to thrive. I figured if this stuff was not actually benefiting my plants, I would be able to tell. So, at this point, I was prepared to give the product a trial run. I was okay with trying this non-organic alternative at least once. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. I have zero interest in trying to sell magic blue crystals. I think every gardener should find the right solutions that work for them. But I am here to tell you this decision has probably made the biggest difference in plant growth and harvest yields that I have seen since I started gardening many years ago. We are seeing larger plants, better yields, and overall better plant health than I have ever seen in our gardens. Where we struggled with deficiencies in the past, we have not seen any of these problems. Every plant has been super healthy, with incredible root structures. Within 2 days of fertilizer application, the plants show noticeable difference in growth. It has been absolutely incredible to see how much better they respond to non-organic fertilizer compared to high doses of fish fertilizer and compost. As for quality of the produce, honestly, I cannot tell the difference between an organically grown zucchini and a non-organic one. They look the same, smell the same, and taste the same. This is an example of the yields we are seeing. Despite a very cool summer, our poblano pepper plants are maturing out very nicely, and yields are higher than we have ever seen in the past when using organic fertilizers. In my mind, if this fertilizer was not legit, this result would not be possible. Plants work on nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. You cannot just chemically engineer fake elements and please a plant. I honestly think that being the farmer makes a bigger difference in freshness and produce quality than any difference that could be seen between organic and not. Science backs our position. One of the more interesting things I learned after going down the route of non-organic fertilizers is that there is actual science that backs up our discovery. Boreal soils are simply more anaerobic, meaning there are much lesser quantities of microbes found in northern soils. Those microbes are fully responsible for breaking down of organic matter and allowing it to be turned into micronutrients that plants can actually use. What this means is that things like compost and organic ingredients will take much longer to become functionally available to the plants. This is not to say that organics do not work in northern soils, but rather that they work less effectively than you would see in warmer climates. Using immediately available fertilizers allows your plants immediate access to the nutrition they need. Interestingly, this is also the primary reason that peat is so commonly found in boreal soils. It is more common for soil organic matter to go without composting, which results in peat beneath the soils. Why yield is the only thing that matters. When you think about it, yields make the biggest difference in gardening. You are investing 6 months of time into your garden, and that does not change if you have low yields or high yields. There are very real fixed costs associated with gardening. Higher yields mean better cost effectiveness of your time and money. It only makes sense to pursue the greatest yield, and that is especially true when gardening in the subarctic. Organic gardening still is not a bad practice. We mentioned above that organic horticulture, for the purposes of this post, is simply the use of synthetically derived fertilizers. That is not all there is to it. Organic gardening is a multifaceted approach to gardening. It deals with ideas such as soil management and soil building. Organic also deals with the preservation of heirloom varieties. It deals with natural approaches to pests. It means just saying no to GMO. We made the above decision solely in regards to soil fertility. But that does not mean we have turned our backs to the other principles found in organic gardening. There is no unwritten rule that says you cannot blend organic and non-organic techniques. We have learned to use organic methods when and where it makes sense, non-organic methods when that makes more sense. We still consider ourselves mostly organic gardeners. All the things that mattered to us before still matter. We just needed a little bit of help to overcome our growing environment. In conclusion, gardening has been an interesting journey in learning for me. If anything, I have learned to challenge my assumptions more often than not. There are probably ways a person could be a better all-organic gardener and rival our results. We think that is a great pursuit. If you have found yourself in a similar position, it might be worth trying out these magic blue crystals. If you are looking for a way to increase yields and achieve a better garden, this might be something worth trying. We were surprised by it. We do not feel like dirty, non-organic growers either. It was the right decision for us.